We've been catching up over the past week plus here on the program with Metro and area high school baseball and softball coaches. The season officially opened up last night. However, plenty of teams still haven't played their season openers yet, including Appleton Parkersburg baseball, and their head coach, Brett Klespies, joins us now. Coach Klespies, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure, Coach. Looking forward to learning more about your Falcon baseball team.
Yeah.
How about we back up a little bit, though? Start with the off-season work. That's so important. You got to get that done and get it done right if you want to be able to get anywhere near reaching your potential. So what did you have in place? What did your guys do? You pleased with what they got done?
Yeah, it was good. It's always, we're in a good situation here at AP. We've kind of had some postseason runs, and so it was kind of one of those pitchers and catchers things, you know, at the first of the year when everybody gets together. And we went a little bit later than normal this year just because we were at state basketball with a lot of the boys. And so we had good winter work. We had a lot of young guys that were here and putting in the work for pitching and catching. And so we're kind of sitting at numbers that we haven't ever seen before, which is a great thing. You know, just the success that we've had in the last few years, it's kind of added some guys to our roster. And then we got a big freshman class of a group of 11 guys that came up and are playing. So some good things this off season, and then just trying to get into it and, you know, count down till next week till we got our first game.
In mentioning those numbers and underclassmen that you have, Coach, you lost just one senior, if I'm not mistaken, off last year's team. So, well, I mean, that could mean a lot of different things. What about in terms of expectations?
Yeah, expectations are high. You know, we played 10 guys last year, 11 guys pretty solidly, and then we lost our senior pitcher, Preston Jansen, and he's actually playing some club ball at Creighton University right now. And so they just actually made the club baseball World Series, so he's kind of a relief pitcher for them. And so he'll be a big loss for us. He was, you know, our ace on the mound and one of the best changeups I've seen in high school baseball. And so it sounds like it's still working for him in college club ball. And so, yeah, he'll be a big miss for us. We open a hole at third base, and so we'll kind of have to kind of shift some guys around. But, yeah, expectations are high for us, and we kind of set that tone a couple weeks ago when we started, you know, practice and just our standards that we have and for the younger guys to kind of get in line with those standards and kind of get introduced to high school baseball.
You mentioned practice. What stood out to you in the time that you've had? You know, there's not a lot of time to get prepared, be it high school baseball or softball in the state of Iowa. But in the time that you've had with your team, what stuck out?
Yeah, we got from years past, we've kind of flip-flopped from infield to outfield. You know, the last few years we've been pretty outfield heavy with a very talented group of guys. And then this year, you know, I'm with outfielders, and so you look in the infield, and we're about five deep at every base in infield, and so it's one of those things, you know, the starters from last year know that there's two or three guys behind them that are, they're wanting their job, and so it's good to push those guys that were on the varsity roster last year, knowing that, hey, you know, I need to do what I need to do in order to stay in that lineup because somebody's, you know, right behind me on my doorstep.
And mentioning, you know, that there's only so much time to get ready for a season, you know, everybody's going to get back to the fundamentals when practices start, make sure that you're sound in those departments, those fundamental departments. And I feel like staffs, you kind of got to pick and choose beyond that what you may want to emphasize. What beyond the fundamentals is a point of emphasis for your team?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've kind of started, you know, when I started about 9 years ago, it was I kind of made a promise to myself that we'd probably take more ground balls and more fly balls than most, I think. You know, I haven't been to too many other practices, but we take a lot of reps on infield, outfield stuff. And so it's one of those things we do, you know, drill fundamentals. We start every day with our core outfield fundamentals and our infield fundamentals, and that's kind of, you know, the expectation of the boys that come in. They know they're going to do it every day, and it's, you know, no glove, knees, you know, taking things out of it. And so, yeah. And then the other thing we've noticed in practice is just, you know, we've had years past where we haven't hit very well, and we've kind of won things with defense and, you know, those 1-0, 2-1 games. And this year it's been, we got a lot of guys that are maturing and you can tell the ball's flying a little bit further and a little bit harder than years past. So it's one of those things, you know, Coach Hoff and I's ears kind of prick up a little bit when you hear the sound of the bats, a little bit different with the older guys.
That's neat to hear. And, you know, looking back at your team's numbers from a season ago, Coach Klespies, Even if the power wasn't there, like you're seeing that it may show up this season, you guys got on base at a real nice clip. So that tells me you got guys that know how to put a good at-bat together.
Yeah, we've had young guys. So most of our guys now that are, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors have been with us. You know, I've started for 4 years, and then a couple of the guys have played since eighth grade. And so it's just they know the game and know where they need to be and just a very good baseball IQ with those guys.
Appleton Parkersburg High School baseball coach Brett Klesby is our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of The Drive. The Falcons open their season a week from tonight on the road at AGWSR. Coach, as we've touched on in the conversation here, it's just not enough time to have everything as ready as you would like it before the season begins. But if there's one thing, like, what do you think can be developed during a season? Like, what's something where you go, man, you got to work on that before the season starts versus, hey, let's just see how this develops during the season and whether or not we need to address it in the practices we have in season?
Yeah, so a lot of those, you know, that off-season work we do, we're doing kind of, you know, some PFPs with our pitchers, and so those are some of the things, you know, bunk coverages, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to prepare for it, and it's one of those things. You know, in high school baseball, it's if you can bunt, and I think, you know, you see the big leagues this year too, is the small ball's coming back a little bit, and so I know Denver is really good at it. Coach Rewards loves to bunt up there, and so it's one of those things you throw a little bit in practice, but it's, you know, got kids in school and in spring sports, and all the small schools are dealing with it just like us, but it's hard to have all of our guys here at one time. And you know, we got three guys at state track this week, and then five of our six varsity golfers will be at state next week on mm-hmm. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and so it's just kind of having all those guys together at once is hard, but it's one of those things. Yeah, you kind of throw guys out there and you're like, okay, we're going to see the first two games and see if we need to kind of shift some guys around and feel more comfortable at a different spot than they are. And so, yeah, just little things like that. You know, we're working on base running, put a pretty big premium on base running the first couple of weeks before. And so just getting guys back into the habit of reading fly balls and reading down balls and stuff like that, pass balls. So just little things, and spend a lot of time on fundamentals.
You mentioned Preston, your only senior, having graduated, the hole that leaves behind. How about you know, what that means for your pitching staff? And he's got a talented younger brother.
Yes, yep. Sully just signed with Northwestern to play baseball over in Orange City, and I think just last week came out he was top three catcher in 2A, and so he's a very integral part in our lineup. And so he's state track this week, so he's gearing up to win some relays hopefully down there. But, nice. Yeah, just having him, he's very, you know, very baseball IQ and just a smart kid anyway, going to school to be hopefully an orthopedic surgeon. And wow. So one of those guys that just a hard worker, you know, very smart kid, loves baseball and is just, you know, he's a grinder. And so, yeah, he kind of sets the tone. And so he brought some power for us last year, ended up with four home runs and had some good baseball club numbers this year. And looking forward to him to see what he can do behind the plate. And I think he's going to be one of those guys this year, depending on who's the mound, he's going to have a U behind his name. Is, you know, we'll shift him around the infield. Mm-hmm. And is actually going to college. They're looking at him as an outfielder. So, just a very good kid. And then we got another senior, Colburn Hoppenworth, has been with us for 4 years too. And so he's kind of one of those kids too that'll just kind of move around the infield where we need him. And pitching staff wise, yeah, we gained a couple guys this year that were younger that have gained some speed and some accuracy. And so looking forward to watching those guys on the mound.
As I mentioned, it starts a week from tonight. You guys on the road at AGWSR. And AGWSR had a really tough season a year ago, but I did happen to see they won their season opener, and it looked like they made a 10-run their opponent.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe throw it all out from last year as far as the Cougars are concerned.
Yep, and I know they were young last year too, and so now some of those guys are getting a little bit older, and so, you know, it's just watching these guys, you know, mature in the weight room, and I'm fortunate that I get to see these guys every morning, you know, in the weight room, and so they're kind of in the same boat. They were young, and they kind of took their lumps, but I saw that they put up some score last night, and so kind of looking forward to that, and, you know, everybody's getting kind of antsy, everybody's done you know, over the, even though we've had 2 weeks of practice or whatever, it's, they're kind of ready to get into the flow of the craziness of June and July.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Coach, thanks so much for your time on the show today. Can't wait to see how the season unfolds for your Appleton Parkersburg team. And we'll have to get you back on at some point, hopefully after you guys have done a bunch of winning, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, Coach. Take care.
Yep. Thanks, Cole.